And there was a firefight!
Why did you judge me?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law!
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Cowabunga!
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
Lou, you introduce the podcast. Go.
Welcome, everyone, to Capes and Scowls, your bi-weekly podcast about comics and that kind of shit. With me today is Leander, or Leandro,
Hola.
As I will sometimes call him.
¿Cómo estás?
And also, Tim Big Guy Irwin.
There
which
I am.
Is, that's a nickname for
that
him.
That is. I'm a big dude.
Also the guy in charge. So he's like the head cheese.
The honcho.
The honcho.
The head honcho.
Tim Honch Irwin.
I like that. That I'll take. I'll be the honch.
The honch.
So, as usual, as we begin this, we must plug our Facebook, which you should go to if you like really bad news stories and weird little tidbits of nerdom. We have way more news on our Facebook than we do our actual site. And the news site, of course, is capesandscowlspodcast.com.
Awesome. What is it again?
capesandscowlspodcast.com.
Awesome.
You heard it from the hunch.
From the hunch. And the iTunes thing is either fixed by now or soon to be fixed. All the old stuff is still up there right now. So go download all of that because it may not ever come back. So take that. Episode 2 of the reboot of the standard brand new 52. Until another 52 happens and I don't know what happens. Crisis.
That's right.
We have a crisis.
Infinity.
Episode 002.
00.2.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So, first news story. I always start with the television or movie shit because I feel like we should get it out of the way.
Hold on, I don't want to talk about that yet.
Yeah, all right,
so
I am so not ready. You ask us how
you're
we
sure.
feel first.
Yeah, okay. How's our day?
Yeah, how about us? How about me, Honch?
Honch, like, how's your guys' day going? Like, did anything happen? It's like, you know,
oh
you gotta listen. You gotta learn to listen.
About the people. It's about the people, not about you.
And when we say people, we mean us.
All right, so TV news.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing the TV news yet.
Lou, how are you?
Actually, let me just, if I may, Tim, Honch.
What the fuck, Lou?
Leander, how's your week going, man?
Oh.
Anything happen?
Oh, thank you so much, Lou. So, as it turns out, I've been having a great week at work, but more importantly, my good friend Tim came over before this podcast and decided to clean my apartment for me, or help me clean the apartment. So that
wait,
we can actually,
this Tim right here?
This Tim right here.
The Honch wow. was demoted.
Uh-huh. Literally
to the chump,
and for some reason he had a desire to go straight to my bathroom and start cleaning that first, which was
honestly
awesome.
Here's how that happened. Okay, I came in and you were doing a conference call.
I was working.
Ooh, ooh.
Even though I was told to come at this time, you were still doing a conference call. So I looked
but
around.
Clothes were on.
Sure. I wouldn't do it, but you did. So I look around and I didn't want to like get in the way of your little camera and whatnot. And I'm like,
right.
I don't know where the broom is. I know where the bathroom is.
Yeah.
So I just said that's what I'll do.
But right. the cleaning was a pre-existing agreement, or you just
in
said,
for...
"Well, to pass the time, I'll just clean some toilets."
No,
because
no,
that's how the honch rolls, baby.
I'd have been reading some books for the podcast. Yeah. No, that's not how that is.
So what happens is that I have this amazing roommate, which names we will not be used. And so this roommate, it's so funny. Actually, it's kind of like karma at this point in time, right? Because I used to be him a long time ago. I used to be like the worst roommate.
You were white?
I was white. I used to be the worst roommate ever that hated to clean. Like, I used to be that person. And I still am not, like, my favorite thing to do is not cleaning, right? But I've understood that if I live with someone else, you have to do it. You don't have a choice. You have to clean. So, anyways, Tim was going to invite a guest today. Which didn't pan out. But
ironically.
If the guest had come, I would have been completely ashamed to have that guest in this apartment. So,
but you and I, we're good.
Yeah, you guys are fine. You guys can see Philip all day.
All the dirty laundry for Lou and Hotch.
I love that shit.
So anyways, yeah. Besides that, though, life is amazing. But I am working on new roommate situations. And that's just new roommate stuff.
Okay.
You'll get it down.
I'll get it down. It'll yeah, or fun. Someone will die.
Either way.
And Lou, how was your day? Or in your week even?
Nah, I'm not... Well, here's the thing, right? My car has a tape deck for some reason, even though it was made in 04, and I left my tape adapter in a friend's car, so I can't listen to my iPod. I'm down to listening to the tapes that I bought in high school when cars were supposed to have tape decks.
Cinderella.
I don't have Cinderella. I have some Dio, which is okay. Yeah, it's not all bad, fine. But the tapes have not weathered the time very well. I think I have a Guar tape.
Guar.
Guar.
Good old Guar.
Yeah, so, but I'm going to run out pretty soon. I'm going to run out of tapes.
Go to your Goodwill and get some Cinderella bits.
These thrift stores are really kind of getting a little too big for their britches. You know, you go in there and they're actually they got video, like used video games that like they know what they're worth. Like they're charging like $40 for like Pokemon games on the DS just because that's what they're actually worth on eBay, and I'm like, how did you ex-cons working at this thrift store? Did you just, like, troll eBay, and you're like, gosh, we got Pokemon Silver, that's $40 on eBay, mark it up. Like, I know, a fucking thrift store to spend,
what I can spend, you know, somewhere
Game,
else.
Game Pro, fuck's that place called? GameStop. Prices.
Game Pro was a magazine.
Game Pro is a magazine. Yeah, what's a magazine?
Fuck, I don't even know anymore.
Is that like a webpage?
It's like a printed, some printed
form. It's
like
form a printed webpage?
Yeah, and you just... To click the next page, just turn it. It's very primitive.
I'm listening to tapes, so that's my week.
Didn't you also say you had a movie idea that recently happened?
Maybe I always have a movie idea.
The I Met My Five Exes in 1 Week movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a little bit like at least a sitcom, but with more crying than laugh track.
Aww.
It's just that canned sorrow.
Lou DiDomenico in canned sorrow.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Well, now we know.
Fantastic.
All right, Ted, I just wanted to complain about my tape situation, really.
I'm sorry to hear that. If I had any tapes to give you.
Yeah, send them my way. Listeners, you can send tapes to...
P.O. Box.
I feel like we should get a P.O. box
just to get weird shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we could talk about it.
People are going to want stuff, though. Like, oh, I want Lou's hat.
No. We'll just talk about it. We'll just be like, yo, send us something. We'll check the P.O. box, and then we'll talk about what we got. But it'll probably be some curvy-ass stuff that we can't
we'll
even
talk
mention.
About.
Yeah, we'll just talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Take pictures. It'll go up on the Facebook.
I'll keep it. All right, so Tim, you want to...
Yeah.
Anything on with you, Tim?
No.
Just the news.
Just
I
news.
I live for the news.
I live for the news that I looked up earlier this morning. That did not impress me at all. Just turn it off, people. Just turn it off. 7-minute podcast. There it is.
All right, go read
the news.
Do your news.
No, we don't want to.
No, everyone loves your news.
Just pick the best stories. Skip the boring ones. Now they're all boring.
No. Pick some. Go ahead. People come here for the news, please.
Some people probably come here for the news.
They do.
People, write us a letter, a handwritten letter to our P.O. box telling us if you like the news.
Yes. And then tear it up and then write us an email instead.
Yes, because that will actually read.
Right.
One of these days. So my first news story is Stephen Amell, the dude from Arrow. His cousin got a role on the Flash show that's coming out. And he will be a recurring character that eventually will turn into Firestorm.
Oh, no way.
So, science on the Flash.
Because
Firestorm is all about
all science.
Elements and shit.
Uh-huh.
So, it's basically the whole... He's going to be a Star Lab scientist that's there when the accident happens that creates the Flash and all the villains and all that shit. And he'll become Firestorm down the line.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool. I would have never thought Firestorm would ever appear anywhere except back issues from the 70s. And yet...
He's pretty popular, though, in general. I think they've always tried to have him popular. I mean, it doesn't always work out, but...
It almost never does. I remember having a Firestorm toy.
when he was on Super Friends and all that good stuff. They tried. It's like the Wonder Twins. You know, they keep trying, but...
Oh, the Wonder Twins.
Form of hope.
Interesting, both Arrow and Flash will be getting digital-first tie-in comics, so you can download them before you can actually buy them. Okay. Probably because most people who watch those shows don't read comics and would actually download that as opposed to buy a comic.
It makes sense.
So that's that one piece of news.
Firestorm.
Firestorm. The next shitty piece of news is about a shitty video that surfaced from the Latino Review. Way to go, Latino Review.
All right, Latinos!
This is why this is hilarious to me. This was a news story. I actually was able to look this up. It is the first pictures and footage from the Marvel's Daredevil that's going to be on Netflix. All it is... I feel like they handed a camera to some tiny little, like, six-year-old kid. Like, go film that. Andale. And it's just a fucking dude standing in the middle of the road. It's so far away, you can't see.
Right.
There's a little kid in the background. I had no idea I was supposed to be watching the little kid in the background. And you just hear, oh my god, I can't see. And then you hear a car horn. And it's like, is this real? But I looked and I'm like, this is real. What the fuck? So I couldn't believe it was actual news. It is the funniest shit.
Wait, Daredevil is going to be a series?
Netflix series.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Yep, it's one of the four that are going to be mini-series kind of things, and then all those characters get like a Netflix movie, and it may or may not
Who else is? Who else is in?
Luke Cage.
Alright.
Sharon Carter. Iron Fist? Daredevil? I don't know. I keep forgetting.
Interesting.
But that's what they're doing. They're going to do that. The Luke Cage one is the one that I want to see the most, because Terry Crews is like, why haven't you called me? Why haven't you called me? I am Luke Cage. I'll grow the fro if I have to. I don't care.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, Netflix has been doing pretty well with its independent series.
Yeah, they have.
It's kind of like the next good spot for good shows.
It's live action, you said.
Mm-hmm. Live action. According to the shaky hand cam that some tiny Latino boy filmed for the Latino Review.
Oh, man.
Next news story, there's a lot of new creative teams around the comics world. Batgirl is going to get a new creative team. Hellboy is going to get a new creative team. Catwoman, and they're going to start a solo title for Clarion the Witch Boy. How obscure of a character is Clarion the Witch Boy?
Very.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly.
So.
The only thing I've ever really seen him appear in is the Young Justice cartoon and, like, the cartoons from there. He was a young boy who's, like, blue skin, kind of. He has a cat that turns into a giant demon cat. He's actually a very cool character, but he looks dumb as shit. And he's been, like, he fights, like, Dr. Fate. And Zatanna, and I don't know if it's going to be a bad guy take on him or not. I just, my kind of thought of this is, out of all these new titles you keep trying, like, you went to Clarion the Witch Boy. Like, that's a fucking thing. That's happening. I can tell you who's writing it. But I won't.
Yeah.
Is it anyone we know?
No.
Okay.
No. Out of all this new creative teams, and I wrote down all the people, and I really didn't care, the only one is the Hellboy one, because it's Hellboy and the BPRD. BPRD. Because Hellboy is in hell right now. It's like flashback stories kind of thing. So it is Mike Mignola writing it, who's always...
He always writes it, right?
Right. But they have Alex Malev doing the art. And people love him. He's known probably best for Daredevil. He did the Bendis run of Daredevil. He did Moon Knight, so I like him. The Bendis Moon Knight, the art, that's
right.
Alex Malev.
Yeah.
So, that's really the only news from that was kind of interesting, but again, they rebooted Suicide Squad, they're rebooting Deathstroke, you got Lobo got a solo book, Sinestro got a solo book, and now Clarion, the Witch Boy. So it's like, they're reaching in a way.
Well, I was wondering about Suicide Squad when I saw that. I mean, but that... Had that stopped at any point? Because
I think
I
just
know
instantly
it was popular.
Yeah, I think it just... Now it's new. oh, Marvel has all new X-Factor. New Suicide Squad, okay. Go.
So, yeah, we're starting to see the old number ones after, what is it? We're at issue 30-something of New 52. So
yeah, like 2 years, 2 and a half years,
we're going to start seeing...
All new
New 52 Suicide Squad.
They just should reboot it. Go back to the old number and we'll pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
It is kind of humorous if you look up the new art for Batgirl, because... the art's not, like, bad, but it's so drastically different. And apparently, and this is a spoiler if you actually read Batgirl, which, why are you doing that? Apparently there's going to be, like, a fire and all her shit gets destroyed. So she has, like, this fucking cosplay-looking costume where it's, like, her cape snaps on. It's like she went to the Goodwill and got her costume. Nice. It's hilarious.
Interesting.
And the art is extremely cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go from how it was to extremely cartoony, they're going to lose a lot of people. Not that the art style's bad, it's just you can't do different. Such a drastic switch.
That happened with, I noticed that on FF, that was like, I guess a year or two ago, where it was, you know, the classic, we're gonna reboot Fantastic Four... at issue 588 or something like that. Just really nice artwork. I was a big fan of that. I can't remember the artist, but then... Okay, so they switched it over to FF, and then when 600 came around, they brought Fantastic Four back, but they kept going with FF because, honestly, the story was pretty good in both of them. But the art just went exactly the same type of thing. It was just going from, like, epic, you know, sweeping space panel art to... like cartoons, but it was the same. The book had the same flavor, but now it's like you're seeing like Eternals show up at like, you know, the Nexus of Space, that just drawn like, you know, a Saturday morning cartoon. And it's like, oh man,
that would have been so great if the other artist did.
I was just like, I was way, and but I was just as invested in the story, but just the difference of, you know, having an Eternal just show up all of a sudden, drawn, you know. Like, in a very epic style versus, you know, he just looks like a, I don't know, action figure or something.
Yeah.
Ah. So I definitely commiserate with people who are on board and are used to a certain style, even if it's not the same artist, but then you just tank it like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I think the book will probably shit can. I don't see it holding on. I feel like it was a good enough title that we're like, people just love Batgirl, people are just going to get it,
right?
And it'll maintain, but I think this might be like a nail, one nail
that's
in the coffin.
Yeah, well, this is what happened with X-Men. I told you guys last week.
Exactly.
That X-Men art is horrible.
But it's Brian Wood writing, which is fantastic.
But the art is horrible, so it's hurtful.
But that's got to be a conscious decision on some level, right? Because you can always get another guy if you want to draw... like, I guess, call it classic superhero style. You can always get another guy who can just do it almost the same but a little worse. Like, how many Jim Lee knockoff guys did you have who can sort of draw almost like him,
right?
But they don't have Jim Lee on the book in the 90s, so they get, you know, I don't know, what, Ron Lim or something? So, you could do that, but it's got to be a conscious choice to be like, we're just going to take it a completely different style.
So that being said, like, in your case, I would imagine with X-Men... I'm sure they were like, shit, we gotta get this book out. Like, what if it was like, lose the artist, and he's like, fuck this, I quit. He's on like a bender or something, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it, I'm out. Well, now you gotta get your book out. Do you delay the book?
Here's what happens.
Find the right artist, or you're just like, fuck it, you, Skippy,
cartoon
you're in.
Guy.
Go,
hey,
come on,
you.
Fuck it.
All they have to do is...
I'm an intern, sir. Get in there.
On the front cover, explain what happened. I look.
You can't
the front
no.
cover?
Yes. You can't
on the Luke first. Quit. That, sorry, Alki. So you're just going to have to deal with this.
This
for
is
a
our
months.
Intern.
Like our
we're
intern.
Sorry. We're so sorry.
We're giving him a shot.
Just be a photo of him with a speech bubble apologizing. Like, talk about paying your dues, guys. Get in there, kid.
No, but if they had did that, if they had some way in the first panel said, you know what, we're just testing this for like 3 issues.
You can't do that.
What
no.
do you mean you can't do that?
It's like,
says
they
who?
Never, it's too meta. You're just like, you can't explain to people
no.
why something might be bad. You have to pretend it's good, even if it sucks. You know what
yep.
I mean? You can't ever do that.
Because just like you or me, because we're both probably going to hang in there a little bit, because I was reading that storyline, which I don't care about X-Men normally, but you told me about it, and I started it. And it's like, how long are we going to sit in there? It's Brian Wood writing.
Mm-hmm.
The writing's fantastic.
Yeah.
But
I mean, for me personally, if the writing's still fantastic, I'll deal with the art. I'm not going to drop a book because of art.
Only
but
if Liefeld.
I'll just be... I will.
Liefeld is the exception for me.
But I mean, you know, I will be more disappointed, but I won't just drop a book based on art if I'm already invested in it.
Yeah.
I won't pick up a book if it's art I don't like, but that's kind of a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think X-Men's the first book I'm going to keep with horrible art.
Yeah.
It's going to make me cry every time.
It's because Jubilee's in there.
Yes, I know. It's because Jubilee. And because it's a good story. It was a great story, and it still kind of could be a good story, but the art is just horrid.
I'm just hoping it's not one of those cases where it's like, we're just going to, okay, that happened, and all right, we're just going to not talk about it for a few issues.
Yeah.
Oh, something else happened.
I'm excited to see the next issue.
I'm not. I'm scared. So, moving on to our next news story, and I do this as often as I can. Throw in some Archie news. Every chance I get,
nice.
I throw in some Archie news. Now, I liked this for a couple reasons. Archie is rebooting its superhero line as Dark Circle Comics. They're going to be creator-driven stories. Does this sound familiar? Sounds a lot like Image Comics.
Mm.
The editor, Alex Segura, he compares their storylines. He wants it to be like Orange is the New Black, True Detective, Boardwalk Empire. Those are the three shows he mentioned in the quote. Like, he's like, I want that kind of shit in Archie-related books. Now, it's not Archie and Jughead. It's whatever superheroes. I think they had the Impact Comics line back in the day. It was like the Shield or something. They're old-school characters. Like, I don't know if they're going to, per se, use them, or it's like, hey, Leander, you have an idea. Come to our company. Write your own idea. We don't give a fuck what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Image. So this could be, like, really awesome. It's just owned by Archie. Or it could be really awful. Or, who knows, maybe it's a good take on really shitty characters or outdated characters. So, it's kind of interesting. It's going to happen in 2015 is when it's going to debut. It is not for all ages.
Hmm.
So, they've already put that out there right away. This is something different. They teased that they're going to have a dream team of creators. That's what got all the buzz. It's like, who the fuck are you going to get? Who's your dream team? Because the minute you say dream team and you get some schlub that we have to, like, Google to figure out who he is, you've already lied to us.
Yeah.
I should at least hear the name and be like, oh, yeah, I know, I heard of that guy. So, we'll see. Thoughts on that before I keep reading?
It sounds pretty interesting. Like, what do they have? Does that company or whatever exist now? Like, do they have a superhero lineup now?
Have in the past. I don't believe
but they just
do
don't have anything going on now. Right. And I wouldn't have would the casual guy have known it was owned by Archie, or it would just be like,
no, it would probably just say it in the fine print.
Okay. Alright.
Owned by Archie.
When you first said it, I'd be like, okay, who?
Like, right, if I had just said Dark
Orange
Circle
is the
Comics.
New Black in Riverdale.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's another thing, because they're gonna continue doing Archie's horror stuff. Because they have such a smash hit with Afterlife with Archie, the zombie book, which is weird. They're going to do a horror version of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So that's still going to happen. So Archie's trying all kinds of weird shit, man. And good for them. They've been around for an eternity on friendly...
What's it going to hurt? It's not going to hurt to have another competitor out there. Maybe that'll get Marvel to...
I really think that the reason Archie has 1,000 issues out is because of the sexual tension. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that is true.
Like,
all these old guys holding on, like, come on, man, pick one of them.
Just do any of them. Just do them.
Just fuck everything.
It's
going to
happen. Issue 1,000. Betty or Veronica.
We're going to know.
And then they die when the 999th issue comes out. That's a sad story. It's
that
dark.
That is a sad story.
It's very dark.
It'd be a hot book.
It would.
The thing I like, this Alex Segura, he had a quote that I really liked. Which is, we're not looking to be the 53rd book in the New 52 or the 12th X-Men book. Which is kind of like, we don't want to do what they're doing. Because they just fucking churn out the same bullshit. And they're right.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that quote from him.
That's good for him.
But I just hope he has a dream team of creators.
Yeah, he has
after
to
all
back
of that.
It. Yeah, he has to back that up.
Because, I mean, everybody would just go to Image. It sounds like you're trying to make Image.
Yeah.
So, I guess the only way this would work is if you do some of them old characters and make them dark and gritty or whatever.
That's
they need
fine.
To do.
I mean, as if they're trying something different, like, if they're biting off Image, whatever, good. Image puts out a lot of probably crappy books, but they try new things, and the ones that hit turn out to be smash hits. So, if they're using that as a model, that's pretty good for the people who... Like myself, don't read a lot of superhero stuff, and I'm trying to look for, you know, good storytelling. So, whatever. If they have to kind of use the image model there, great, do it. If we get a couple good titles out of it, I think that's all the better. It's just weird that it's coming from Archie, but yeah, you never know.
I just want my Jim Lee drawn Archie cover, because I'll buy that in a heartbeat. Be fantastic. All right, let's get out of Riverdale, and let's go to the Winter Soldier. Is going to get another ongoing series, despite the fact that his ongoing series ended, which is kind of weird.
That is weird.
So you're saying it's sort of like a reboot?
It's just like a reboot. Don't tell anybody. Okay, it's kind of like he got popular with the movie, and everybody's like, oh shit, 7 movies he signed on to, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's Deathstroke from last week. It's the same fucking thing. Yeah. Oh, we fucked up Deathstroke? Oh, now he's really hot on Arrow? All right, let's bring him back. Oh, no, let's try this time. Let's give him Tony Daniel. Right. And this time, it's the same fucking thing. Alez Cott is the writer's name. Never heard of. Marco Rudy is the artist. Never heard of either one of them. What's interesting about this, it's called Bucky Barnes Winter Soldier, so it's kind of like he's trying to hold on to both identities. It's going to focus on him kind of trying to be a regular human being, but he's also like this crazy killer guy. And it does spin out of Original Sin directly. Mm-hmm, so he's a big part of Original Sin.
Right.
I'm assuming he's going to continue being a big part of Original Sin. So this will happen in October, right out of, I guess, when everything is completely done with Original Sin. Are you in for a Winter Soldier book? Did you care about that last book?
Last book meaning the last Winter Soldier. No. Mm-mm. But I'm not really into, like, soldiers and spies and all that kind of. I think that's what he is to me, is just that. And I'm not really into that.
Not a spy guy.
Huh? No. We already talked about this before, but I'm not a spy guy.
Right. Lou?
It sounds like it could be cool if it's, like, a conflict, you know, character conflict-driven story. So, you know.
It's about time they gave him more of a personality. Because he's always been brainwashed, and it's, like, sad story. But, like, if you read the old Captain America stuff, like, he's kind of a douchebag kid. It's like, I kind of want him to get shot. And, like, oh, fuck, he got shot. And he's dead. Fantastic. But they've done good with him as of late, so hopefully it works out pretty good.
I think the thing about Winter Soldier is that, I forget always that he's Bucky. Like, I don't even associate him with that character at all, actually.
It's probably for the best.
But at the same time, that's how he's even allowed to even be on the scene, is because he was Bucky.
Right. I feel like the biggest reason people can't get behind a Winter Soldier book, now hopefully this is the exception, but I feel the problem is he debuted in Captain America that was written by Brubaker. Brubaker is amazing, and he's known for doing spy stuff. He's known for doing espionage and doing these great
things. His crime stuff is amazing.
It's fantastic. So he debuted in, like, the greatest of circumstances, and it's like, you will not easily top that ever. For the rest of this character's endurance, it will never be as easy to top as his first appearances, which is rare when you think about it. Because even if you read old Avengers stuff, and like, it's going to be hard to read that. It's not updated. It's definitely behind the times now. So, interesting thing to think about. And my last news story is a ridiculous one. You know that DC's been doing different variants every month. This month they're doing Batman variants. It's just a fucking cover that has Batman on it. There's no fucking reason for it. Before that, they did the Bombshell variants. It's like, alright, if you do this once in a blue moon, I'm totally fine with it.
Right.
If they just pick the month and it was the same price and it's just rarity, just pick it if you want it. I'm fine with that. The October variants are monster variants for Halloween. And that's fine and all, but most of them are god fucking awful. They are really fucking bad. I wasn't impressed with any of them. There was one that was pretty good that got a lot of hype, which was the Batman and Robin one, which has Batman and Robin coming out of a Egyptian tomb as mummies. But it got more hype around it because they're like, oh, so Damien will be back by then, right? And it's like, no, that doesn't fucking mean that. But everybody's like, oh, Damien's coming back, right? That Damien Reborn story is coming and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You don't know anything for sure with that storyline. I don't give a fuck if Damien comes back or not. I don't care if it's a clone. I don't care if it's it was never him to begin with. I don't care if he fucking has another kid. I don't care. I don't give two fucks about it. What do you think?
I don't know. Wait. Hold on now. What other monsters we got?
They did Batman Superman has like a werewolf theme where they're just werewolves. So it's just like the characters. Like Wonder Woman is like vampire kind of thing. That kind of stuff. All the Bat books is like vampire-y, bat-y kind of. The one that I loved, because it was so ridiculous, there's a Superman cover where he's all bondage-y looking. It's like Hellraiser-ish.
Okay.
But not. And it was, it isn't impressive art at all, but I just love the fact that it's like bondage Superman kind of thing going on. So, yes, more variants every month, a different fucking variant.
Hurt me. Oh, hurt wait, me. You can't.
Oh, shit.
Cut my nipple off. Cut it off. I fucking dare you.
Just do it. Try.
Try and cut my nipple off.
Use the kryptonite.
It's a safe word.
The safe word is kryptonite. good stuff. So that is it for my news.
I think it would be cooler if like they could get just like you know, like trademarked villains like Batman and like the Freddy sweater or something. That would be cool.
Yeah,
that'd
be
cool. But they can't. They just have to go with like boring 1930s Hollywood monsters like
Aquaman.
Swamp
is Thing's
a creature from the Black Lagoon. Yeah. Whoa, monster.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, there was a giant fish creature that was Aquaman. Like, it was really bad.
That's lame.
It's stupid.
That's lame.
Boring.
Yeah, really bad as far as variants. Variants should just fucking mean something, and they really don't. So, yeah, variants are just a scam.
Yeah, that's a scheme. All.
There'll be, like, three guys, though, who'll be like, get me every monster cover.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna get everyone.
And I'll be like, yeah, yeah, I'll get right on that, and I won't, so good for them.
I mean, the 3D covers, at least, were kind of cool-looking. The 3D covers. Like, I mean, it's obvious, like, just marketing stuff, but at least they put effort into it, sort of.
It was, but they also debuted villains in those.
Okay.
Not all of them, but some of them. It's like, oh, yeah, like, fucking Bizarro, they debuted him in there, and it's, you turned out it was kind of not accurate. With Forever Evil and everything. So it's like, oh, that's not actually Bizarro. This is Bizarro. And it added stuff. So it was like, all right, yeah, maybe I'm buying 4 extra issues if I read this in my Pullman. All right. And yeah, maybe they're $5 a pop. But they're awesome looking. They tried. And it actually adds something to the story. Because now I don't have to read 6 issues of Who the Fuck is the New Parasite. I can just read 1 shitty issue, know that I don't like the new Parasite, and never talk about it again. Because that's what I did. Because I love the Parasite character in Superman, and I hate the new Parasite. And that's that. So anyways.
There you go. Well, all right.
Variants. They're the work of the devil. So who would like to go first in reviewing some shit, man? Not me, because I only got 1 book.
Oh.
Oh, not you. You only got... Go, Leander.
All right, I go first. Yeah.
The good news first.
All right. I don't even know which one, but I'm going to go with Rat Queens first.
I feel like you just read the audience Rat Queens every month.
I do. And you guys love it every single time. So I just read it, and it is probably the best issue by far of all the Rat Queens that's come out so far. Everything that you like about the Rat Queens, times 20. They literally went all out for this. I laughed.
You read it. You laughed a lot.
I laughed my ass off.
Honch likes to watch.
I like to watch as he's reading.
I don't know a good way of like explaining the book without giving too much away, or should I just tell you like it's good and just go pick it up? Because
your choice.
Alright, well there's a couple of panels that are really funny. Like
your favorite parts.
Alright, the first panel of the entire book, as soon as you open it, is basically everyone in bed with a sexual partner, except for one person. This one person got left out. But if you know your characters very well, it's just hilarious the way they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you which character got left out. You'll have to pick it up and read it yourself. There's
lazy bastards.
I know. Hannah goes all out in this one. You'll love Hannah even more than you already love her. She's already like a sarcastic, you know, person you don't like. But she's even funnier in this. So definitely read her parts. Then the last issue, Hannah went like all crazy and her eyes turned black or whatever, and Betty like was like, oh, I need your help in this tree, and she's like, okay, and so they go up in the tree and they had a private talk about, and then Betty's all like super sad, like, Hannah, I thought you were gonna hurt me, and Hannah was like, I love you, don't worry about that, and she's like, no, I love you forever, and like hugged her or whatever. And the reason it's funny is because Hannah was like, oh, let me just get the wording because then it makes more sense. Literally, she gets up there, she hugs her, and the word that she uses, stop melting my stone cold heart already. But it's funnier because if you read the earlier part, she tries to come off as like the super badass who has no emotions.
Right.
someone has a husband. That happens, and you find out about that. It's pretty hilarious. And in general, again, pick up Rat Queens, please.
Is this your favorite book?
It is right now my favorite book by far. If I can laugh in a comic, it will always be my favorite by far. And Rat Queens made me laugh every single panel, if not every other panel.
Good thing that writer has Rat Queens, because Peter Pan's or Fails is kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not doing as good.
That's unfortunate. And I also like the art in this one, so what does that mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But now you know a little bit more about art. I like this art in
here. Don't change the artist, you'll lose Leander.
Yeah. And I like how they're also... The next issue is called Fuck. Next issue, Fuck.
The book is quite hilarious.
It is.
It always is. Are you feeling like the story arc is winding up to be better than the last?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
The first one has to have some setup in it.
So yeah, the first one was good. It was funny. The arc was, it came to a conclusion. Now this new story arc, though, it pulls you in. You're in there. On top of the laughing, you're also pulled into the story. So that's by far one of the best books out there right now.
Sweet. So in 2 or 3 episodes, we will talk about the issue Fuck.
Yes.
All right. Lou, would you like to go next, or do you want me to go next?
Go ahead.
All right, so my one book this week was the brand new number one from DC, which is a recurring theme, but this is more like a reboot that actually makes sense, which is Grayson. If you did not read Forever Evil, you will not probably understand this as much, but everybody thought, this is spoiler-laden, that... His whole identity was revealed to the entire world. Everybody knew that Dick Grayson was Nightwing, and everybody thought that he died at the end of Forever Evil, which he didn't, because who saved him? Lex Luthor saved him, of all people. That's how Lex Luthor won everybody's good graces and is pretty much leading the Justice League right now, which is very weird. So, Dick Grayson has become super-duper spy extraordinaire, which is not Leander's favorite genre at all. But you might still enjoy this book, because he still does all the moves like Nightwing. He's still this super acrobatic character. He works for an organization known as Spiral, and there is hints that the Huntress is working with him. One thing I really enjoyed, he ends up fighting... The whole issue is about him trying to get this guy off of a train, who is like a metahuman, and they're trying to like control him so his powers don't come out, because he's super... overpowered and whatnot, and they fail, of course. The one thing they've added to this is there's psychic abilities that the team members in this book have, and the whole time they're trying not to use them because they're like, we're too good to use our fucking powers kind of thing. So he has the ability, for whatever means that hasn't been explained yet, he's able to communicate telepathically with people. So he convinces this guy, he's like overheating, and you can't figure out why he's overheating. It's because his power's about to flare up.
Right.
And he ends up actually saving him from the Midnighter, of all characters to come out of nowhere, which you should look up. The Midnighter is like the most aggressive, evil Batman clone, but he's an openly gay character. He's actually a very good character.
That's weird.
But he showed up in this, and he was trying to stop them, and you don't know if he's good, bad, you don't know. I think he hasn't shown up a lot in the New 52, but he's from, like, the Authority and the old Wildstorm stuff. So he showed up in this. He ends up... Grayson gets saved by the person he was saving, whose powers overload. And in order to calm him down, he tricks him into thinking that he was trying to just use him, gets him to spend the rest of his powers, and he just passes out, and then he takes him. But it's a very weird take on Grayson, but it has to be, and it's different, and I'm not offended yet. So far, so good. It's written by Tim Seeley and drawn by Tom King. I think it's pretty good. We will see. Hopefully they don't ruin one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's in my bin, so I'm set up to read it.
You're set up. It's pretty cool. They went with a pink cover.
Yeah.
It stands out.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But that's all I got on that. Lou?
All right.
Do it, Lou.
My book, Spider-Man 2099, number one. And it's like, whatever, man. Just the pretty much standard C-plus superhero stuff you'd expect from Peter David. Like, I don't really care. So, Spider-Man 2099, back from the future to work for the company that eventually creates him. So they introduce, whatever, some kind of time cop guy who comes back and...
Is it Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No. I don't know. Maybe. He's wearing a stupid suit, so maybe
could be.
Van Damme's under there, but it doesn't seem like he has the accent. Anyway, he's like a future cop, and he's like, you are interrupting the time stream, so I'm just going to threaten people. I mean, kind of a cool concept is, like, the time cop guy can read people's, like, futures, because he's from the future, so he knows if they contribute anything to the time stream, and then if they don't, he can just kill them if it suits their purpose.
Nice. Interesting.
So, like, yeah, it's kind of interesting, but it really just is an excuse for this guy to be like, oh, he's a dick, and if you don't have any kids who, like, are cancer researchers, he'll just kill you to try to get to Spider-Man 2099, and to try to kill him. So, it's basically like, you know, Spider-Man 2099 is, like, talking to a girl and whatever, and Peter David's trying to be funny. But it's really not that funny. And then, like, he jumps around and thinks about the girl he was talking to in the city.
I can't wait to read this.
This is going to be riveting. So, it's riveting.
He's just like, I don't know, the girl's kind of a bitch to him. Like, he's renting an apartment.
Realistic.
We'll just go through this. He's renting an apartment because, you know, it's issue one. So, like, where's he going to live? This fucking apartment. And there's blood on the floor. And the lady's like, oh, we'll have someone clean that up. So we'll call the janitor. So the janitor is like this Hot Topic hot girl who comes up, but she's got an attitude. So he's like trying to talk to her, but she's still got an attitude. She rolls her eyes at him. And then he's like, oh, why is she like that? I'm jumping around in my Spider-Man outfit thinking about a girl. So, okay, there's that. And then, okay, so then a time cop shows up at, you know, the company that he works for. And this is the stupidest fucking thing. Hold on, I'm going to find this. All right, so he works at Alchemax, which is the company that creates him in the future. And his name is Miguel O'Hara.
Right.
Okay? So he's like, my business is elsewhere, Alchemax, where Miguel O'Hara hides behind the name Mike O'Hara in order to avoid his name showing up on any documents in the future. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, Alchemax, these guys have made, like, this world-spanning cyber organization, and they're not going to be able to figure out that he changed one fucking letter of his name to work there?
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Okay, so he changes, you know, he swaps around a couple letters, and he works there undercover for his own grandfather. All right, and then Time Cop shows up, and they get in a stupid fight, and it doesn't matter, and then he tricks them and wins the end.
So did you like it?
Nah, I mean, it's fine. Like, if you're, like, in the bathroom, I guess, read it. If you don't have anything else, like, if you don't have a newspaper or, like, a Bazooka Joe comic strip.
Bazooka Joe?
Wow.
It's fine. I guess it's not that bad. I don't know. I don't read a lot of superhero stuff, and this is probably why.
Maybe. You're a big Bazooka Joe guy.
Oh, yeah. I got them all. No, I don't.
That'd be awesome if that was your thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just, it was fine. It didn't really, you know, cookie cutter villain introduction.
Dude, he's a time cop.
Yeah.
Technically a good guy.
I don't know. He's like, but he's kind of got like an attitude, you know. And he's
they
like,
all have attitudes in that book, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah. Because he's just like.
Maybe what if the time cop is actually the maid?
Oh! Shit.
Wait, what'd you say?
What if the time cop is the maid?
The maid?
The one who had attitude in the beginning of the book.
Oh, yeah, no, this is definitely a dude.
Is it, though?
Really?
Future cop.
And that could be anything.
So, he's like, why can't you just bring me back to the future? Why do you have to kill me?
Marty, we gotta go back.
Yeah, and he's just like, yeah, I know, it sucks, I'm just doing my job, go argue with the law. Like, you can't argue with the law, it's the law of the future. So he's just being a pointless dick.
So yeah. He's like a really shitty Judge Dredd that can go through time?
Exactly, that's like exactly what he is.
Well, that makes sense, like, in a horrible way.
Yeah, so.
Alright.
Yeah, I don't know. If you like to see a fight between two assholes, read the book.
I will read that.
You actually have really intrigued me to read the book.
I know, why?
No, I really want to read it.
It's just not
like,
that good.
The way that you read it was like, I really need to know what happened now. Did
well,
it happen
I
the way
just,
he said
I'm
it?
Making it more interesting. than it
all
is.
Right, well, all right. You have one more book.
Yeah, one last one. Which is weird that I'm the one talking about this. And
I didn't read
you.
It.
That's so weird.
I know.
Moon Knight, number 5.
Love Moon Knight.
Yes. This is, I know you do. I'm still struggling with Moon Knight. However, this particular issue was phenomenal. I now like Moon Knight. I now officially like him.
It took 5 issues.
It definitely took 5 issues. It's all, basically, all he does is he enters a building and he kicks ass for 5 floors. And that's the whole point, is to get to the 5th floor. And on the 5th floor, they have a girl hostage who they kidnapped, and he takes her, basically. But I'm talking not like, oh, Moon Knight's like, oh, he's kicking butt or whatever. No, 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 no. We're talking like he throws one of his moonerings. What are they called?
Sure, you can call them moonerings. That's fine.
He throws it upwards, and it goes through the guy's chin and outside of his tongue, and it's just like sitting there like out like that. And it's pretty epic. And that's like one of the at least 15 different ways that he kills, or at least it seems like he's killing people in this building, because he's just pissed off because they kidnapped this girl from New York City Park, and he's like, no, I'm on it. So like the very last death, but it's not really a death, even though it looks like he's dead to me, he calls down his like hang glider, his moon glider,
his moon wing, yeah,
the moon wing. The Moonlighter.
he dials it in for the Moonlighter thing to come down. And the last guy in the building was the last guy he let go, right? And he's like, oh, he got away. That's good for him. At least he's not going to get brutally killed like everyone else. And the Moonlighter thing lands on his body. And it makes him, like, flip over a couple times. So when you see him, he's just like a mangled mess of blood and, like, limbs are weird places. But apparently he's still alive because Moon Knight tells him, like, wherever you were about to go to, get there and tell them I'm coming, and when you see me, run.
Dude, that sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, you gotta read it.
I wish I'd read that one.
Yeah. So anyways,
maybe I'll start from the beginning of Moon Knight.
The trade will come out soon.
Yeah. I'm not really go for it. I'm not really big into I haven't been big into it until this issue. It really hadn't caught my attention this episode.
Moon Knight's the kind of character that has had so many different variations of him over the years. Like, he was that stereotypical, in the 80s, like, merc character, where his superhero life was, like, secondary almost. It was like, right. I'm a mercenary. And then it's like, all right, then he was more generic superhero in the 90s, and then they did more psychotic and, you know, made him different. Yeah. For the 2000s and beyond. So
there, the only other thing I'll add for this particular Moon Knight issue is that there is a panel where potentially he did something to his face, and potentially his mask is not his face anymore, or his the mask is not a mask anymore. Potentially, is his actual face.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it for comics.
That is it. That is it for everything. No, that's it. That's all I got. So you guys want to add anything else before we go?
Yeah, if you're not already on Facebook, because by the time you hear this podcast, hopefully we'll already be at 100 fans, but we're so close.
100 fans.
100.
We have thousands and thousands of actual listeners, but we don't have 100 fans yet on Facebook. So please go to Facebook. It's what we're doing right now. You'll get a surprise for the 100th person. So
wait, what's the surprise?
It's a surprise.
He's like, I'm gonna unfriend the shit out of us.
Yeah, I'm gonna unfriend and wait. And then wait, I want
you
surprise.
Can't unfriend us to do this. Now we're gonna lose people.
We've lost everyone. Oh shit.
Fuck.
But yeah, Facebook, join, please. Add friends. Share.
Where do we get that P.O. box?
Oh, yeah.
Send us stuff.
We can get blood letters and shit.
Yeah. We're totally worth that.
At this point.
All we get is blood letters and dildos. This is weird. At least they're not bloody dildos.
That would be horrid, actually.
Wow. Yeah, no. Just take it there.
Yeah
no, why not?
Why not?
There's a lot of reasons as to why not.
Go straight to the top on that one.
Yeah.
You know it. Well, what else is a P.O. box for? I'm confused.
And hopefully we'll be getting more podcasts up soon, right? Because we're doing one next week.
We should be, yes.
Yeah, this week was an off week for us that we decided to go ahead and do another one just for the masses.
Yep.
Because we love you that much.
Yeah, kinda. You're okay, masses.
Lou?
I'm good.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for listening. Peace.
July. No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown trash can!